ABC Radio Australia.
Opposition politician Pio Tikuandua, who alleges he was assaulted by Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, says he's still waiting for answers from the police. It's been a week since the incident in the precincts of Parliament, and it's still not clear if any vision of what happened was captured on CCTV. As Evan Wasuka reports, Mr. Tikuandua says he's heard nothing about the investigation, while Mr. Bainimarama denies that any attack ever took place.
Sitiveni Rambuka is a former Prime Minister and President of the Social Democratic Liberal Party. As a former head of the Fiji military, he's seen plenty of action in his time, but not at Parliament.
I felt embarrassed. Two of my subordinate officers, former subordinate officers, supposedly officers and gentlemen in those times when we were together in the military, would stoop so low and do this. One of them would stoop so low and do that.
Mr. Rambuka is speaking about the alleged assault by Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama on Pio Tikuandua. Both men served under Mr. Rambuka, but are now political rivals on the floor of Parliament, representing different parties. Speaking to the media, this is Pio Tikuandua's account of what happened.
He swore at my mother and my father and assaulted me in the process. He broke my pair of eyeglasses. He wanted me to talk a language, Garaunikotiko, or watch out. I then started walking up the parliamentary steps to go back into the house and report it to the Honourable Speaker. For the second time, the Prime Minister came up to me and he verbally assaulted me again.
Speaking to Pacific Beat, Mr. Tikuandua says it's all now in the hands of the police.
I've done what I'm supposed to do. File a complaint to the police, give the medical examination, and that report is now with the police. So it's all in the hands of the police now.
But 1 week on, since the alleged assault, Mr. Tikuandua says he hasn't heard anything back from authorities.
I have patience. I'll wait. So I'll wait for as long as I have to wait. But I have my rights as well. Whenever I believe that waiting is no longer tenable, then maybe it would consider looking at other avenues to basically foster my rights.
Despite the lack of information coming out from police, Mr. Tikuandua says he's still confident that police will still get the job done.
I have no reason to believe that the police will not do their work. We can only urge them on to do their work with regards to this, as they would be of any other investigation that, being filed on a complaint.
As for Mr. Rambuka, he's among senior parliamentarians who are calling for police to follow due process.
I demand that every citizen has their rights protected by the law and their complaints and grievances dealt with according to law.
On Fijian social media, questions have been raised about the ability of the police to investigate the Prime Minister. But Mr. Rambuka says the police force has the capacity.
They have the capacity. Whether they have the will, this will be the test on whether they have the will to do that.
The Fiji Times reported that CCTV footage from Parliament would have recorded the incident. It's unclear if the CCTV footage has been handed over to police. Pacific Beat has sought comments from Fiji police, but we've yet to get a response. Questions to the Fiji government have also been unanswered. Former Fiji Prime Minister Mahendra Chaudhry has also called for justice and demanding that the Prime Minister apologise. As for Mr. Tikuandua, he says he's not holding out hope.
Are you expecting any apology to come your way?
No, I don't think I'm expecting an apology. I don't think I'm not even sure if they're even thinking that way. So no,